You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, Marijuana.
Right on, Marijuana Media, and joining us by phone, somewhat stuck in traffic on the way out to the airport, is Chris Fowley.
G'day, how are you going?
Not bad, how are you, mate? How are you?
Good. Good. Yeah, I'm off to Sydney for the Hemp and Medical Cannabis Expo that's on this weekend.
What's tell us what that entails.
Jeez, mate. Can you hear my mats thing on that? I'm just going to
kill everything in the car.
There we go. That was a bit of commentary from Google. this is the second one. I went to it last year. They've managed to gather all these experts from around the world. I mean, last year they had the Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird, open it, and they had the regulator of medical cannabis over there was talking in that, and breeders and researchers from all around the world, and also the hemp side of it, as well as the medical cannabis. So we haven't ever had anything like that here in New Zealand, that kind of expo or kind of big kind of gathering like that. So, it was fascinating. And it'd be interesting this year, though, because last year they were full of hope and optimism, and then it's like, what's really happened over there? Nothing, really, apart from, like, some red tape and bureaucracy. And it's kind of similar to here. Like, what's really changed in the past year, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to sort of see what the vibe of that is now, you know, this year. But also there's a lot of Kiwis going over there, people in the industry and people like that are in hemp but that want to get into more kind of like medical products and things are heading over there to find out more about it.
That's,
you know,
a bit more like that's something tangible that we can actually take away for like businesses, because we've started growing hemp here, so I guess definitely the hemp side of things we can really sort of take something away from that, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Everything else we just kind of feel left out, but
we're actually ahead of them on the hemp side, and hemp foods are about to be legalized in both countries too by probably this time next year. So I think there's a bit of jockeying for position and working out what can be made and, you know, what's feasible and that kind of thing. But certainly there's change afoot.
So because it's in Australia, there won't be any actual physical weed there, will there? It'll just be everyone like talking about it.
Oh, you know, I hear the Nimbin crowd will be there.
Oh, right.
So, you know.
John, Nimbin's a place in Australia that doesn't subscribe to marijuana laws that much. It's a bit of a hippie.
Yeah, thing. It's like an oasis.
I want to go there.
It's north of New South Wales, but same state in that, and it's like a little free zone, that town.
We should do a Mardi.
In the world.
We should do a Mardi Gras BFM trip.
I'd be keen. They do it on J-Day, so, you know, we're kind of in there in spirit, you know?
Oh, right on. Sweet. Now, anything in the media that's popped out in your forefront at all, Chris? I've just noticed Gareth Morgan plans to smoke Winston out. That's a News Hub headline, basically saying that his party is you know, the most radical when it comes to marijuana reform. He wants people, anybody over the age of 20, to be able to buy it legally. No other parties are saying that.
That's right, yeah. No, he's got a point. I mean, he is the most, he's the only party that's actually developed a proper policy rather than kind of vague kind of talk about what they may or may not do, you know. So, and they have looked at all the evidence, and the policy they want to do is like cannabis social clubs but run by liquor licensing trusts. So
this is
a really good idea, I think. I actually ran on for the Waitakere Licensing Trust last year on that exact same policy. I'm into it. But I think it's really interesting. And of course, he has challenged Judith Collins and Paula Bennett to a public debate, because they came out and kind of, you know, rather than...
Oh, Paula Bennett. Did you see Paula Bennett going on? Every once in a while this comes up, marijuana's better than pee. Oh, thanks for the heads up, everybody. Like, I really needed to know that. There's like a little clip of her talking about how people shouldn't do pee, they should do marijuana, and it's fucking, I just painful to watch.
Yeah, I thought that was really odd, but it was kind of like the public health service in case people needed reminding, you know, hey, hey guys, you know, if you can't get any weed at the tinny shop, you know, don't be tempted by the meth. And, you know, that is a really important message.
Yeah, but
it would be even better if cannabis was properly legal and not sold in the same places to sell meth.
Chris, just out of interest, in that same article that Big Hungry's talking about, Paula Bennett or whoever went to say on that the growing season in New Zealand just this year past was poor. Is that true? The outdoor growing season?
Well, we don't have any empirical evidence, shall I say, but certainly, you know, the weather was pretty crap, right? And so I think that's true of everything that is growing at that time of year. There's a lot of vegetables in short supply at the moment and things like that. So all that kind of like really full-on rain and that, it doesn't help. But having said that, you know, most of the Auckland market is supplied local, but with indoor weed. And, you know, that's also a good thing. Buy local, you know, support your local growers, Auckland growers, you know, stick to good indoor Auckland weed.
Right on, right on. I just had a text in saying, RE Cannabis, just ignore the law. The question should be not be whether or not it should be legal or not. The real question is who has the right to tell me what I can or what I cannot put into my own body. Yep, that's true, Pete.
I would agree. And in fact, that was what Judith Collins was agreeing on the radio the other day, where in response to the top policy, and Mike Williams, former president of Labour, he was like, actually, this is in response to her kind of attacking Gareth Morgan on a personal kind of level. And he was like, well, actually, their policy is really thought out. And that's what she said, you know, that she didn't have a problem with what people do to themselves and their own homes and that. It's, you know, as long as you're not harming other people. Mm. And that is a good kind of starting point.
It's a good philosophy. Unfortunately, there's capital to be made, and that's when the government needs to get in there and get their cut. So it really has to go, you know what I mean? Like, everyone knows weed's worth money. So it's that simple, really, you know?
Kind of, yeah. I totally agree. This is where, again, this model that Top have come out with the liquor licensing model, you know, you get to give it all back to the community. All the profits go back in grants.
Right.
And so, therefore, you can keep all the critics kind of quiet, you know, because you can say, hey, you're going to get more money. And then you can start giving them more money. And then once that money flows, they don't want to turn that off. And all of a sudden, treatment is being properly funded. And all of a sudden, you know, everything's being properly funded. I think it's a good model for sure.
Right.
And I've got another story which has sort of popped up in the international sphere of things. You might have seen the results are out from the Global Drug Survey, which takes place each year. The biggest headline coming out of that is apparently the study has found that magic mushrooms are the safest recreational drug. Do you think there's any truth to this?
Well, I actually think that there has been quite a few experts saying that for quite some time. Psychedelics don't have that kind of potential for overdose and things. It all depends how you measure it, you know, that you can't have a kind of, you know, you can't OD on it, but there could be mental health issues, for example, among certain people. But by and large, there aren't. That's a kind of a bit of an overblown kind of thing.
I was saying to John, it's probably true that for like a single dose, but it's not like with marijuana. It's not like I wouldn't recommend people take mushrooms twice a day to get rid of their back pain for the rest of their life.
Oh, exactly. Like, yeah. That's But having said that, microdosing
probably will get rid of your back pain, though, to be fair. But.
No, I mean, it does. Apparently, it does. A little microdose of psilocybin does wonders for the back pain, apparently.
Might get rid of a few other things as well. I thought we'd end up with one last little kicker, something we can look forward to. In Washington, weed's been marijuana's been legal for a couple of years now, and you can now get delivery marijuana to your doorstep just like pizza. Isn't that great?
Love it.
We can look forward to that in a couple of years, ladies and gents.
Yeah. Hey, that's actually the model that Canada wants to go down. They want to have no dispensaries or storefronts. They just want
ambiguity.
This,
yeah.
So yeah, kind of these dozen big companies just doing mail order, and then that's their kind of model. I don't know. I think you need choice.
Right,
you've got to have more than just a mail order, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we better let you get on that flight and go and attend,
nice one.
Attend that big old Watsy Doozer. And when you get back next week, I guess you can give us a little recap of what happened.
Yeah, that's the one. Look forward to it. All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, guys. You have a good one.
Catch up.
See ya.
do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.